This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
JB Show, time is 7 after the hour. The combination of Doug and Victoria and Kara here on the air while Jennifer is enjoying a week in Hawaii. Hawaii, isn't that what they say over there? It's Hawaii.
Opposed to Hawaii. I think so. I guess so.
Never heard it referred to that way?
I've heard it said like Hawaii. More Hawaii. Like without a V, but more like a, like, yeah.
All right, let's move around the nation and around the world with so many people still talking a lot, trying to approach the situation with the shooting fresh in our minds in Florida. I said I was on a British broadcast with James Whale, and we were talking about what happens in other countries. And he made reference to England, the fact that nobody... Well, there are guns. You can buy guns over there, but people don't use them. They don't have them. It's not in their culture. And so we were talking about some of the other countries around the world. Japan, one of them that came up, about the same size in terms of population as England, but they have very rarely seen any gun deaths. Again, sort of the same situation as England, so I compare the two of them. Culture is one of the reasons. Gun control, however, is a major one as well. And there are people who recoil when I go through some of these things. I belong to the NRA. I don't have a gun. I don't really see any reason for me to have a gun, although I've trained myself and others have trained me in proper care and handling. I've been handling guns since I was a kid on the farm. I understand how to shoot, but I don't care to own a gun. That's my choice. Interesting, in Japan and in England, they have a long list of tests that applicants have to pass before they gain access to what few guns there are available there. There are these discussions that come up every single time we have these shootouts. And so the question for us is, how do we prevent this from happening over and over and over again? We are not comparable to any other country in the world. Sometimes we compare ourselves in some ways, but there's nobody else like us in the world. And so when you look at some of the countries that have taken steps to provide gun control and understand what it looks like, and I use, again, Japan and England as examples, there are strict gun laws there, and there's a group in England called Action on Armed Violence. And there's a recent BBC interview with a fellow that runs that who says, quote, we're the first nation to impose gun laws, and I think it laid a bedrock saying that guns really don't play a part in our society. Same thing in Japan. They have regulations upon regulations upon regulations, and some people say, well, I don't want to live in a society like that. Okay, I don't much want to live in a society like this that takes lives away from innocent children for no reason. We as a society have to take responsibility for that. I don't know whether you feel like you have to or you don't, but I don't see how you get around it, frankly. And that's, you know, we have in Japan certainly a different kettle of fish because of World War II and the nature of how they live these days. But if you're in Japan, here's an example, Victoria. If you want to own a gun, you got to go to class all day. Mm-hmm. You got to pass a written test. You got to have a 95 on the test, and you have to have an accuracy rate that is in the top echelon on a shooting range. So there are three things. You got to attend an all-day class, you got to pass a written test, and you got to go to a shooting range and prove that you know how to use a gun.
Is there a mental
evaluation? There's a mental health evaluation as well. Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why any of those things are bad. If you're going to buy a gun, wouldn't you want to be good at using it anyway?
Right.
If you're going to be hunting, if you're going to be using it for, you know, shooting practice at a range, I mean, wouldn't you want to be good
at
using it and know what you're doing?
But they take a mental health test at a hospital. They pass background checks. Government digs into their criminal record, interviews friends and family. They can only buy shotguns there, air rifles, no handguns are available.
Wow, they interview friends. That's an interesting point. They interview friends and family.
Friends and family.
Can you imagine had anyone interviewed the friends and family of Dylan Roof, who shot up the church in Charleston, or of this Cruz kid? Can you imagine what those other friends and family, every single kid who went to high school with him, said that they joked about? If someone shot up the school someday, we all know who it's going to be. They all knew that about him.
Did you know that this kid was belonged to a white nationalist
group? I'm not surprised. I didn't know that.
The youngest member. So there are no handguns available, and every 3 years they have to take a class again, and they have to take the exam again.
And another mental evaluation, I'm assuming, too.
Yep.
Well,
so fewer guns in circulation result in fewer deaths. Mm-hmm. There are people who don't want that here, but how else are we going to maintain our status as a civilized society, because there's nothing civilized about what this kid did and what has happened already. Remember, the statistic is every 60 hours there's been a shootout in public in this country since the 1st of January. Every 60 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
So less than every 3 days.
You know, every time we have this conversation, we talk about kind of mental health versus gun laws, and it's either seems to be one or the other for most people. And I understand that mental health does, you know, have a part in this, but you have to look at other countries, and it's not like England doesn't have mental health issues. Plenty of people there have mental health issues and see therapists and everything, but what do they have, or what do we have that they don't have? And we have guns, and we don't have gun laws.
Well, we're preaching to the choir at the moment.
This
is a vigil that's gone on and we'll go on, I guess, for the next few nights for the victims. And, you know, we got all of these other...
You know, it's just the bottom line is we have to vote. This is really, that's our only power left with this kind of stuff. If you have someone who's representing you, whether it's on a very local level or on a state level, if you have someone representing you who will not stand up and say, you know what, enough, I don't want blood on my hands. I don't want any more of this violence going on. I don't want parents to worry every day they drop their children off at school. Are they going to make it home okay? If you don't have someone who has the balsam, as you say, Doug, to stand up to these lobbyists and to the gun manufacturers and all the money, it's so much money involved. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have someone who is brave enough and sane enough to stand up and say enough is enough, then vote them out. Vote them out. That's what we can do. That's what we can do. It's the last bastion of our civilized society. That's what we can do. Vote them out.
14 past the hour. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and of your business, your career. So in order to make sure that they create these images a positive impression with people, may I suggest you check out ReputationDefender.com. They will protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call ReputationDefender.com at 855-432-4886. Free expert reputation analysis takes place so you can squash those unfair attacks. This is a new patented software system. The analysis approach is new, and it's free when you get started. So let's see if they can protect you, protect your business, protect your income. Get the free reputation analysis. Search results look their best when you're using ReputationDefender.com/DJV. ReputationDefender.com/DJV. Call 855-432-4886. Either of those two things will work for you to get your reputation defended by ReputationDefender.com. Use the code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 1-800-878-0310.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 1817, actually, after the hour, more around the nation and around the world. The White House has lambasted Russia for the most destructive and costly cyber attack in history. It will be met with international consequences. The attack, titled Not Petya, targeted computers in Ukraine last year, but affected companies around the country, around the world, actually. A British company, a drug maker, global shipping company, part of the Kremlin's ongoing effort to destabilize Ukraine, demonstrates even more clearly that Russia has been involved in the conflict in Ukraine, and one wonders if there isn't some more. I saw something about Russian bots spreading fake news on the shooting at the high school.
Oh, really?
Whatever the reason, what do they get out of that? I don't know, but They're at it. The Iraqis this week asked the United States for $88 billion to fix a lot of the things that were blown up. Here we go again. We blow up countries and then we go fix them. $88 billion. Allies pledging $30 billion to this point, and they want another $88 billion. Conference going on this past week in Kuwait. Several of Iraq's neighbors promised some credit and loans and that sort of thing. But they're a lot short, so they want the U.S. to make up the shortfall. $88 billion, yes or no? What else do you do? Having been there and seeing what we did in the name of whatever we did in 2003 and all that nonsense since then, do we have a choice?
That's an interesting question. Do you think that we should give them more money?
Well, the exasperating thing about this is we never should have gone in there in the first place.
I know.
So now, Monday morning quarterbacking being what it is, after we made a mess of the thing, and then we created the circumstance for Daesh to exist, as we have for Al-Qaeda, all that stuff happened as a result of the West, not just America, but other countries being aggressive when it came to business, oil especially, but other businesses, and disrupted the way of life that they had. You know, that kind of stuff doesn't set well with people.
Well, they're asking for not just from the U.S. They're asking money from
right. But they've gotten $30 billion in promises from others. So apparently, unless my numbers are wrong, Victoria, you can correct me if I think was the total number 88 or the number 88 they want from the U.S.?
No, I think we extended a $3 billion line of credit. I think that's what we were willing to do.
More. All right.
Yeah.
There you go. 21 after the hour here on the DJB show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hi, 23 and change after the hour, DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steph, and Amy Schumer got married to a chef named Chris Fisher in a surprise wedding this week. They've only been dating for a couple of months, tied the knot at a house in Malibu. Guest list: Jennifer Lawrence, Jennifer Aniston, Larry David, David Spade, Jay Gyllenhaal. Interesting group.
Yeah.
A comedian officiated at the wedding, but I don't. Who is the comedian?
Some unknown comedian from California. I don't know. Someone who wasn't that famous. It was
no
a woman.
Photo policy was enforced, so TJX or whatever your... What is it? TDS?
TMZ.
Get lost. It was a very chill wedding thrown together at the last minute. Most of the guests found out the wedding was happening from a text message sent out by Amy. Hey, this is happening. If you can make it, great. If not, no worries. Anyway, the chef lives on a farm in Martha's Vineyard. His family's been there since 1961. He did a cookbook a couple of years ago, acclaimed, won a James Beard Award, while his Beach Plum restaurant was a favorite of the Obamas and other people that go to Martha's Vineyard in the summertime. Jennifer Lawrence said it was beautiful, it was very sudden, but I was sobbing the whole time. Vows were stunning. When two people really love each other, it shows, and it was a beautiful ceremony and an amazing time. And it is interesting that Jennifer Aniston was there in the same week that she pulled the plug on her deal with Thoreau. All right, so that's the news from the world of entertainment. Now we've got some music news here. 25 after the hour, here's little Ed Sheeran.
Is that his
little
name now?
Ed
like
Sheeran?
Like Little Richard?
Little Ed Sheeran.
Do we know if he's little? Is he little? I think he's probably about the same height as all of us. 5'8"-ish, 5'9"-ish, something like that.
Rumors have been flying that Mr. Sheeran might have landed the dream gig of performing at the royal wedding. However, apparently that's not true. He was asked by Prince Harry, but his manager said, no, Ed isn't performing. So why would you say no to that?
Well, this is a very bizarre story. This has been going on for ever since they announced their engagement, and I guess the manager said it's not happening. He will not be performing, implying that he was not asked.
Oh.
So...
Huh. Interesting.
But
I think he's also on tour. I guess he could probably take a day off.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny because I follow his manager on Twitter, and I saw him tweet the other day. He was like, I keep getting a bunch of questions about a certain wedding. He was like, but I guess nobody bothers to check our tour schedule first.
I wonder, where is he on May 19th? That's the day of the wedding. It's Saturday.
I'm not actually sure. I know he extended his U.S. tour, so he might be over here, but I'm not sure.
Well, he's been getting asked the question every time he gets interviewed.
Yeah.
And he says, I knew the prince, met him once, and that's all. Barely know him. But he's the big sensation in England, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. And he would be the biggest act in England right now, for sure.
His picture is under Kara's pillow, or my pillow, as a picture of him underneath it. Also in the musical news today is Paris Hilton. My in the world. Putting music and Paris Hilton together in the same sentence takes a bit of a stretch. She's got a new single released called I Need You. She needs voice lessons. That's what she needs. Video directed by her fiancé, Chris Zilka. Is that his name?
Yes. Yep.
People who've seen it says it has sort of a Marilyn Monroe vibe to it. She says it's definitely like nothing I've ever done before. Perfect time in my life to release a song like this because I never felt like this in my life. Was she ever... I didn't realize she had any musical...
She actually had an album. Yeah, in 2006, she had an album called Paris, and it actually surprisingly did okay.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. She actually had like one or two singles. I don't know where they landed on the charts, but it got radio play.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Happy, I bet you're back to listening to us, and we're happy you're back to listen to us. DJ V Time, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen with the story of this Australian snowboarder who broke his neck, but he finished the race. Marcus Scherer fractured his fifth cervical vertebrae during the quarterfinal race in a snowboard across the Olympics. This is the buzz. He was sailing through the air. You can see the video of this. And he landed on his upper back and neck. The impact caused his goggles to come off. He lay on the ground for a while. Is that the correct English? He laid. He didn't lay. He lay.
Yeah.
On the ground. He got up and finished the race with a broken neck.
Ugh.
What in the world do you learn from that?
Jeez.
I always wonder how these guys do it. I mean, we were just talking about Shaun White off air and how, I mean, he just won gold in the Olympics, but a few months ago, he smacked his face on the side of the half pipe and was bleeding everywhere and had to get, what, 60-plus stitches
62
on his face?
62 stitches in his face,
there was
yeah.
a guy who crashed in the
wow.
half pipe the other day, and they had to carry him off on a stretcher because yeah. And I think he hurt his back as well. So it's just, I mean, these guys are amazing athletes, but I don't understand. Their bodies must be so resilient. I don't understand how they're able to get back up again after
Well, you have so much,
back.
It's the energy.
I guess the adrenaline from
being
in the race.
Yeah, and adrenaline. Yes, Kara, that's what it is. It's that, and you don't think about it until after the fact. So hold a good thought for him as to what happens
this video,
to his...
It just looks so painful.
I can't even watch it because that was going to haunt me.
Yeah, I was cringing the whole time.
Oof. All right, moving into some food news now. Hate to spoil your breakfast if you're listening to us while you're having your breakfast, but there's a new study out linking processed foods like cereals, bread, bacon to an increased chance of getting cancer. Study published by the British Medical Journal suggesting the more ultra-processed foods you eat, that is, food that doesn't come from a farm but comes from a factory with lots of preservatives, lots of flavorings, you consume that and you're signing your own death warrant, so to speak. The risky foods include chicken McNuggets, things that are made out of chocolate that are supposed to be candy but really aren't, loaded with sugar, sodas, that kind of stuff, the things that you really, some of you think are delicious. They studied 100,000 people for this project. So,
I think
I mean,
and more of these types of studies are going to come out. Processed food is just, it's killing all, and I've been, you'll know I've been listening to a lot of you and Dr. Jack and Dr. Jack Stockwell and his Forbidden Doctor podcast. And it just, when you're not feeding the good bacteria in your gut and you're replacing it with, and you're replacing real food with all this processed junk, it's just, it's a recipe for disaster.
Bad news bears, man. It really is. It's bad, bad stuff. And the more, you know, I do a program and there's a podcast attached to it. If you go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, you can listen to the weekly program podcast. We focus on the farms that are producing the good food, fixing problems for family farmers, and the local boys that buy our products. One of the big problems, I was talking to one of my friends who's a dairy farmer yesterday, and the price of milk keeps going down. Milk is becoming more expensive. Where is it coming from is the question. American family farms are being put out of business. There isn't a week that goes by you don't hear about another dairy farm closing because the cost that they're being paid, the cost to have the animals to feed them and produce good milk is way more than what they're getting paid. Excuse me. So, and the banks won't loan money anymore to dairy farmers because they can't get paid back because what they're getting paid to produce the milk for normal processing is nowhere near what it costs to do the job. So, you got that. It's a real problem. There really is a serious problem in people understanding in our country what it is that we need in order to have good quality milk produced. Other food news, Chipotle is named Brian Nickel, who transformed Taco Bell. They're talking about why would Taco Bell, what a junk operation. So why would Chipotle hire this guy? He's 43 years old, engineering degree, MBA in business. He worked at Procter & Gamble. So he's a manager, not a food guy.
Right.
So what's the problem? Chipotle still hasn't gotten away from their problems then, I guess.
No.
Right, Victoria?
I like
them, actually.
I do, too. I think that it's a great product, and everyone seems to like all the food that Chipotle has. They've had some bad batches of, Listeria or whatever it was that they had.
Salmonella
or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's really more just their PR. The public persona needs to be changed. And if this guy can make Taco Bell, he literally took Taco Bell from a struggling nothing of a chain and made it what it is now. And Taco Bell is making a lot of money.
It's Yum Brands. They own Kentucky Fried Chicken. You'll notice that the Kentucky Fried Chicken and Taco Bell stores are together because they belong to the same company, that Yum Brands that bought out Colonel Sanders. And so he was running that company and apparently has done it for a young guy without whole lot of experience. He's done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
So, all right, McDonald's making some food news, announcing a global change to its Happy Meals. They announced that it would be making worldwide changes to cut the calories, the sodium, the saturated fat, and the sugar in their Happy Meals. They must have read that study about prepared foods that we were just talking about. They're prioritizing cutting artificial ingredients out, and the things that are advertised to children, like Happy Meals, are the first to figure into this. They're trying to make their feature combinations 600 calories or less. Normal amount of calorie intake for a man is about 2,100 calories a day. For women, I think it's 1,950. And for children, it's 1,400. So a Happy Meal would be less than half of what a child under 12 would need. Is that, I guess...
Well, 600, if they're going to make it anyway. Under 600 calories, that's
is that okay?
600 calories for a meal for a child is a lot.
I thought it was too. That's what I was thinking.
It's still a lot.
Seems like a lot.
If you, but I guess like everything in moderation, if it's a splurge,
what do you
or if
expect
it's a, you know,
from cheeseburgers and fries, for God's sake, what do you think you're gonna get? No matter what you do, you're still eating cheeseburgers and fries.
Right.
So.
I know.
Well, that's why I think a lot of people were angry about it yesterday, and I don't know if that's the right reaction, but I told Victoria yesterday, if you're going to McDonald's, you're not really going to get a healthy meal. You're not looking for a low-calorie meal, so I think if people are going there, they want to get what they want to get. They don't want to buy a Happy Meal and then get a whole bunch of healthy stuff with it.
Well, you see, but there we have sort of, we collectively, have become fascinated with taste, and with that comes the confusion. If it tastes good, I remember the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who used to be on this program all the time. I have great respect for him. He's fabulous in terms of information. Check out his website, supermarketguru.com. He always has said that taste is king, and it really is. No matter what, people will eat things. But the other side of that is what you learn as you grow up. And I don't mean this to sound, I'm not trying to be like one of those, oh, I'm a great grandfather or my children are this fantastic. My daughter doesn't expose my grandson to this kind of stuff. He's never been in a McDonald's, wouldn't know what a McDonald's is. They eat, the snacks they have in the car are these what do they call things that are, it's peas that are, and things like that that are not
like dried.
Dried things.
Right.
And he loves them. I think they're awful. But I eat them with him because I want him to have that sort of, oh, yum, let's have a snack.
Right.
And Megan prepares these little cups, these little plastic cups with all kinds of little things in them that are like that, and he loves them. So it's what the reason I'm making the statement is because what you bring your children up around will be what they have preference for. And they are not allowed, I shouldn't say they're not allowed. When he goes to preschool now, and he started doing one day a week a few months ago, and now they're up to 2 days a week, and they have one of the days they have a little meal, sort of like, and they all bring their own, but what they bring is complemented by their fixing food themselves. They're teaching the kids how to fix sort of in a simple way. They have a little stove and they cook things for the children and they tell them about food and that sort of thing, and it's an educational process as much as anything else. And that's really the point here. What you eat is what you learn. And you know, people who go into McDonald's or Burger King or those sorts of places, they say they go there because the food is all they can afford. And that's, it may be that you really believe that, but it really isn't true. Take it from me. Again, remember, the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Find the podcast. Listen to our discussions about how inexpensive it really can be to get food from the farm and prepare it yourself. So don't kid yourself or kid other people by saying, oh, it's all I can afford. It's usually all you want to take the time to,
yeah, it's
all the time you
want
to give to eating.
Yeah.
That's really the reason.
That is a great point. That is so true.
Succeed.
And they've done so many different things. Like Jamie Oliver, who's the British chef, he's also called the Naked Chef because he uses only fresh farm ingredients and things like
yeah.
that. He and Ryan Seacrest had that joint project of going in and helping schools in America have
yeah.
healthier food and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was widely rejected by a lot of the parents and because it's exactly what you just said. It required taking a little bit more time, but what's more valuable than your children's health?
People are
and
so
I'm not
selfish.
A parent yet, but what's more
selfish.
Valuable? They went into
bring
people's
the kids
homes.
Into the, you're going to bring a child into the world, you better take care of that child.
Right. And they went into people's homes, and for $25, this one woman, I'll never forget this, her entire freezer was frozen pizza. And Jamie Oliver added up what they spent on the frozen pizza, and he said, yeah. here's everything else that you could have bought for your family
yeah.
instead of all the frozen pizza.
The point I just made about
it's
you go
exactly
buy local
that.
Stuff and cook
yep.
it yourself.
Yep. Even if you buy frozen organic vegetables, that's very, very inexpensive.
Yeah.
And but see, it requires a little more time and
yeah.
effort.
Food industry has created a lot of products, margarines, with those plant-based sterols that are so bad
oh,
for you.
So bad.
Unwanted ingredients, the artificial flavorings, the chemicals.
Ugh.
Ugh. And doctors everywhere now, like Jack Stockwell, are suggesting go to his ForbiddenDoctor.com website and look at some of the things he has. Listen to some of those podcasts that are there. They're very, very, very important. Eat more fish, not fried fish, not the kind of, you know, the English fish and chips. Yummy, but it isn't good for you
yeah.
by any stretch of the imagination. The nutrient levels, the vitamins, the nutrients. Look at the contents of the food that you're buying. And take a balanced multivitamin every day. That's something that's important. You got to make sure your body... I mean, all of this stuff is common sense, you'd think. But it is, I think, on top of mind, and hopefully we'll keep it there. Calling all smile enthusiasts. Time to discover the true power behind a single smile with the Smile with Lay's campaign aimed at spreading happiness across the entire country. Here's my friend Andy Solomon with more on this story.
Studies have shown that smiles are contagious. They have the power to not only ease stress, but also spread happiness to those around you. Sarah Guzman, Senior Director of Marketing at Frito-Lay, explains how your favorite Lay's potato chip flavors are about to bring a smile to your face for more than one reason.
As a brand that's been making people smile for more than 75 years, Lay's is on a mission to spread smiles by releasing specially designed bags that feature infectious smiles. We want every person to be able to share their smile with the world, so we're giving our fans a chance to give a smile to a child in need. Each time someone gets a Lay's smile bag, a donation will be made to Operation Smile, up to $1 million. And that's a cause dedicated to improving the health and lives of children worldwide suffering from cleft conditions.
To support Lay's and its mission to spread millions of smiles, fans are encouraged to get a smile and give a smile. For more information on the Smile with Lay's campaign, visit www.lays.com.
This time of year, I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $15 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 2/17/18.
Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional life?
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
After the hour, time for a visit with our auto expert, Nick Miles, who's in Mexico. I don't know what cars. Well, I guess there are a number of cars that are made down there. This guy gets around more than the squirrels in the trees around my farm. And so we'll find out what's going on. I actually have a picture of a aeromobile that I want to discuss with him, plus what he's finding out in Mexico right after this. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, 56 past the hour. Time for our auto expert, Nick Miles, who's visiting Mexico. No wonder you're soon to be single. All right. So he gets around, folks. That's the point. Volkswagen. How many companies have plants making cars? Remember the whole business about the sucking sound of jobs and plants, car plants most notably being moved to Mexico. Is that changing, or are there still a lot of cars that are sold in America made down there, Nick?
A lot of the very small cars, like the Honda Fit, that sort of size of vehicles, the very smallest cars from Chevy, Toyota. Toyota do make their Tacoma pickup here currently, but it will be moving to the United States. It's just really that they don't make any financial sense to make the cars in the United States. They can make them a lot cheaper in Mexico, but they are moving to the United States. And then there's a couple of luxury car companies that have factories down here, BMW, Audi. They make the Audi, one of the Audi SUVs made here, the Q5. And also a few BMWs made here. But generally, Mexico is out of flavor as a car manufacturing state.
Yeah, I was hearing rumors because the Indians, rat-a-tata, when they bought Jaguar and Range Rover, they have increased production and increased visibility in selling more of them. They were going to make cars somewhere, either in Mexico or in the United States. Is that just a rumor, or is that true? Do you know?
They have. Factories. They're building some factories as we speak. They are not sure about Mexico, but they've built new factories in India and Eastern Europe, and it's really because it costs so much money to move a fully made car from one place to another. It's much cheaper to make them somewhere, and since
right.
America is the biggest market, it would make sense to make one in America.
Yeah. All right. So what do you have, this Volkswagen wireless car? I'm thinking to myself, we all said when I heard when Kara said, all right, well, here's something that is new. What could go wrong with a wireless car, like a wireless plane? Is that the same deal?
Yeah, what Volkswagen have done is they've agreed on a technology for all of their vehicles to be able to talk to each other in 2019. So that basically could be good and could be bad, right? So as you're driving along the street and you come across an accident, it could tell the car behind you, hey, we just came across an accident, don't come this way.
So that sounds like using Waze or something like that. That's the same technology, isn't
right.
it? Yeah.
Right. So very similar, except the cars are actually talking to each other, all Volkswagens, and this will be by 2019. The bad, well, that means that other people may be able to talk to your car when you don't want them to. So
yeah, that's right. I want to know what's going on in the back seat of that car.
Sphere.
All right. What about Dyson, the vacuum cleaner company? The sucking sound of a Dyson car, yes or no?
Yeah, it sounds like they've got three cars, and they'll have them, they say, on the market by 2020. The Financial Times just found out that Dyson have been electric cars, so it looks like the vacuum cleaner suckers from the street today. Not sure how it would sound, but it might be scary.
Uh-uh. All right, Nick, good. Thanks. Enjoy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.